Good afternoon. We're glad to be here from Partick Free Church of Scotland, continuing. We meet at 2 Thornwood Terrace, just off Dumbarton Road, beside Thornwood Primary School. And we meet on Sunday, the Lord's Day, at 11 a.m. and again 6:30 p.m. in the evening, along with a midweek meeting on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. And we would extend a warm welcome to you all to come along, that you might hear something more concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. Because this is what Christianity is all about. It's about the person, and it's about the work of Jesus Christ. And we have to acknowledge, as I'm sure if you're open, and you would acknowledge with us, that there is a great ignorance concerning Christianity today. And this is largely because people like you don't, as a rule, go to a place of worship anymore. Somehow you have decided that Christianity is irrelevant and that it doesn't have anything to say to the modern man. Nothing could be further from the truth, because the Bible addresses the questions that you and I have. We will have questions about, where did this world come from? Who created the universe? Why are we here? Where am I going when I die? And you'll have other questions that cannot be answered by the media, cannot be answered by academia, and the world cannot give you answers to these very important and vital questions. But you will find these answers in God's Word. The Bible begins without any apology, and it says quite simply to you and me, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God created the heaven and the earth in the beginning. And this would tell us that God is eternal. God is before all things. This world and the universe, great and glorious as it is not eternal. It has a beginning, and it will have an end. But God, who brought all things into being at a word and at a command, has no beginning and no end. He is the one who has created you. It tells us on the sixth day that God created man in his own image, in knowledge, righteousness, and holiness. God does not have a body like you and I have. God is a spirit. But when he made Adam out of the dust of the earth, he made him to have the characteristics, or some of the characteristics, of God, in knowledge, righteousness, and holiness. In other words, when Adam was created, he was perfect in the sight of God. He was morally upright. He was spiritually alive. He had communion and fellowship and an intimate relationship with his Creator. He delighted in the Lord his God. Now you'll know the story. You'll know that from Adam was created Eve, the first woman and the mother of all of us. She was created out of Adam. Adam was made out of the dust of the earth. And then one day, what happened? The evil one came, Satan, the deceiver, the devil. He came and he tempted Eve. and he told Eve to eat of the fruit. The Lord had given Adam a commandment that he could eat from every tree in the garden, but he was not to eat the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the devil came and tempted Eve and said, surely that's not so. Did God really say that? God wants to hold you back. Go on, eat the fruit from that tree. And then once you eat that fruit, what will happen? You will become like God. You see, God wants to keep you down. He doesn't want you to be really happy. He wants to fetter you. He wants to bondage you. He wants to keep you down. And Eve, she succumbed to the temptation, and then she ate the fruit and gave it to Adam, her husband. And they both ate, and they both died. They both died spiritually. They both sinned against the living God. And ever since that time, the relationship between mankind and God has changed. It has changed. Once Adam delighted in God, after that he hid from God. He hid. Why did he hide? Because he was frightened of God. And maybe that's one reason why you're not in the house of God yourself. Maybe that's one reason why you don't read God's word yourself. Secretly, deep down, you're frightened of God. You're frightened of what you might hear. You're frightened of God. Well, God in His mercy and God in His grace has done something about that broken relationship. What has He done? He has sent forth His Son in order that that relationship might be repaired. In order that that bridge might be restored. That's what He has done. That's what He has done. That's what He has done in the Lord Jesus Christ by sending Him. And that's why we're here this afternoon on this beautiful day that God has created, on this beautiful day that He has given you life, on this beautiful day that He has given you breath, on this beautiful day that He has given you food and clothing and health and strength and all the things that you enjoy in this world. God has given them to you. He is your Creator. But by nature you are separated. You are estranged from Him. But Christ has come that this relationship might be restored. And in order for that relationship to be restored, something has to happen. Something has to happen with the sin problem. This is the great problem that faces mankind. You might think the greatest problem facing mankind today is COVID-19. This may be what dominating your minds. You might think this is the most important matter. Friends, there is another pandemic. There is a pandemic that's far more powerful and far more potent than ever COVID-19 will be, no matter what we might think of it. Because every single one of us has been affected by this sin problem. As the Bible says, look it up yourself in Romans chapter 3 verse 23. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned and come short of His glory. And this is the problem between God and mankind. It is the sin problem. The Bible tells us there is none righteous, no, not one. None whatsoever. It doesn't matter how religious we may be. It doesn't matter how well behaved we may be. It doesn't matter how morally upright we may be. As far as God is concerned, we are sinners in His sight. He has a problem with you. It is your sin. How can we deal with it? You can only deal with it by coming to believe upon the Lord Jesus. How can it possibly be that my sin can be dealt with through the Lord Jesus? Here's the reason. Here's the answer. The Lord Jesus Christ has gone to the cross. He has gone and He suffered there in our room and in our place. That's what happened. You see, God was doing something on the cross. What was He doing? He was punishing Christ in our place. Christ was suffering as a sinner. Not that he was really a sinner, but he was the sinner's substitute. He took my sin and the punishment of it on the cross. And when I believe upon the Lord Jesus, what happens? I receive his righteousness. You see, Christ lived a perfect life, absolutely perfect. He never sinned in thought. He never sinned in word. He never sinned in deed. All the days of his life, he lived a perfect life. That righteousness, that obedience is given to me when I believe upon him. And that righteousness is given to you when you believe upon him. That's why the Bible says, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Is this not what you long for today? To have this peace with God? You cannot get this peace by entertainment. You cannot get this peace by going to church. You cannot get this peace by reading your Bible. You cannot get this peace by going to Mass or confession or anything else. The only way that you can get this peace is by receiving Christ, is by believing upon him. I must believe upon him in order to be saved. That's why we stand here today. To tell you, all of you, younger, older, male, female, educated or uneducated, it matters not. We're all the same in one sense. We're all human. We may be male, we may be female, but we're all human. And we've all come short of the glory of God. And the Bible warns us and tells us things that we don't like to hear, but we must hear. What does it say? It says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Look at me today. Every one of you would love to get your wages. If you're working, you look forward to getting your wages. You deserve it. You've worked for it. Maybe you get your wages once a week, maybe once a fortnight, maybe once a month. But you look forward to that day when you get your wages, when you get what truly belongs to you. And maybe some of you are saying to me, but I deserve more. That may well be the case. But when you get your wages, you delight in them. You love to get your wages because you've worked for them. The Bible says, the wages of sin is death. That's what sin deserves. Sin is a terrible thing. What is it? Sin is any want of conformity unto or transgression of the law of God. Sin is breaking God's law or not keeping God's law. What is God's law? God's law are the Ten Commandments. He has given these commandments to you. He has written them on your heart. It's part of his image. You haven't evolved from a monkey. No, no, no. You are made in the image of God, and his moral law is written in your heart. And friends, this afternoon, in some small way, I'm tapping into what God has done to you. I'm tagging something that's in your life. It's the law of God, and you know you have broken it. The law of God tells us, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And as I look at you this afternoon, I can tell you have other gods. You have rejected the God of the Bible. You have rejected the God that made you and formed you, and you are worshipping other gods. Maybe it's the God of the national lottery. You bought your lottery tickets, and now you're hoping you're going to get a windfall. What does the Bible say? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Supposing you gain all the world could give you, what good will it do you? Because the day will come when you'll be gathered up in a shroud and you will leave everything behind. Everything that's precious to you, you'll leave it all behind. And no matter how much money you've got or how much money you haven't got, whatever it is, you'll leave it all behind. Every drop of it. And the Lord Jesus Christ says to you today in His Word, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Don't you realize you have something precious? You have something that you cannot put a value on. It's not your money. It's not your property. It's your soul. And you've all got one. I've got one. You've got one. And friends, by nature, by default, our souls are on that broad road that leads to destruction. And we need to be saved. And we cannot save ourselves. It's impossible. We can lose our souls, but we cannot save our souls. Only the Lord Jesus Christ can save our souls. And that's one reason why we're here today. As you pass by, friends, consider this. Consider the claims of Christ. The Apostle Paul, the great missionary preacher, who in his day and generation went around preaching the gospel whenever he would get an audience. This was his message to the first century people of Corinth, of Antioch, of Berea, of Thessalonica, of these places around the Mediterranean when he went and preached the gospel. This was his message. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the chief, he says. Here was the great Apostle Paul, the most experienced Christian ever known in the world. And this is what he says concerning the mission of the Lord Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And notice this, of whom I am the chief. He was the chief of sinners. But Jesus came into the world to save him. And I can stand here before you this afternoon and look at you straight in the face, eye to eye. And I can tell you with all the authority of the Word of God that no matter what sin you have committed, no matter how many sins, though you be up to your neck in sin, and although you be one step from the grave, if you will believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, you will have all your sins forgiven. You will receive the gift of eternal life. You will know peace with God. You will be able to stand before your Maker and before your Creator justified. What does that mean? To be justified means that you can stand before God without condemnation. You don't need to run away from God. You know, the way to deal with God is quite clear. You know you've sinned. You know you've broken God's law. You know you deserve to be condemned. But the way to deal with God is not to run away from Him, but to run to Him. That's what happens. That's what Christianity is. Run to the Lord Jesus Christ. Find refuge in Him. Find salvation in Him. That's what you're to do. Too many people are just like Adam. After he sinned, he hid from God. Hid from Him. Run to Him. The first words that the Lord God said to Adam after he had sinned, where art thou, Adam? Where art thou? What does that tell us? It tells us that God was seeking him. Adam was hiding, and God was seeking him. This is what we are doing in some sense today. We are preaching the gospel indiscriminately. We're looking at men and women and boys and girls. We're looking at you all. And we're giving this full and free and open invitation. Come, come and embrace the Lord Jesus Christ. Come and stop your hiding. Come and call upon Him. You will find He is merciful. He says in John's Gospel, look it up yourself. He says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And whosoever cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Did you hear that promise? Whosoever will come to Him, He will never cast out. He will never cast away. This is the day of grace, friends. This is the time of opportunity. This is the time to seek the Savior. Call upon Him then while He is near. In some sense, He's near today. Why is He near? He's near because the Gospel has been proclaimed to you. Maybe this is the first time you've ever heard the real Gospel. Maybe before, what you've heard is somewhat religious nonsense. This is the Gospel. The Gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation. The Gospel, which takes away the guilt of sin, takes away the power of sin, and one day will take away the very presence of sin itself. Come, therefore. We're going to draw our time to a close. We've been here for an hour or so. It's good to have the freedom to come out and to be able to publicly testify concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. We're here from Partick, Free Church of Scotland continuing. We meet at 2 Thornwood Terrace. We meet on the Lord's Day at 11 a.m. and again at 6:30 p.m. We meet on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. also. And we'd love to see you. We do hope that by the grace of God we'll come back out and bring the good news of the Gospel to others. But don't be like many people who say tomorrow, tomorrow. We don't know how many tomorrows we'll have. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to get right with God. Our lives are but a vapor. They are like grass, here today and gone tomorrow. Therefore, come and seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. May the Lord bless His word to you this afternoon.